Opponents of the Kinnick Arm Bridge project are claiming a victory. Federal transportation officials have turned down the state's request for a loan for the seventh time. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
A February letter from the U.S. Department of Transportation explains the federal government is putting on hold its consideration of the state's current bridge plan. The letter also indicates that the state needs to reduce its estimates of traffic and revenue concerning the bridge. Jeremy Woodrow, a State Department of Transportation spokesperson, says the denial of the loan does not kill the bridge project. He says DOT is in the negotiating process for a loan from federal transportation officials.
And what do you expect with any negotiation? There's a lot of back and forth between the two parties before you can reach an agreement. So the letter that we recently received was them saying that they aren't ready to process the loan and they need more information from the state of Alaska before we can keep moving along this process. It was expected. It didn't come as a shock to the department. It was just expected as part of that negotiation process.
The state is seeking a $375 million Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act loan, that's called a TIFIA loan, to finance construction of the bridge. But the letter to Alaska DOT indicates the state's proposal poses too many risks. The state is prohibited from issuing bonds to pay for construction of the bridge without the federal loan, according to state legislation passed in 2014. Last year, Governor Walker approved continuing with the bridge project under a restructured financing plan. But Jamie Kenworthy, author of the blog Kinnick Arm Facts, opposes the bridge. Kenworthy says the state has spent upwards of $2 million on consultants to revise estimates of toll revenue that would pay for the first phase of bridge construction. Kenworthy says the traffic estimates are exaggerated to show a traffic projection that ensures enough tolls to pay for the project.
Let me tell you how exaggerated and aggressive they are. The state demographer thinks that there'll be 162,000 people living in the Mat-Su in 2042. The Kibada number is 60% more growth than everybody else. 60%.
Kenworthy says that both houses of the legislature have passed their operating budgets for the next year, budgeting $1.6 million for the bridge. Those budgets now sit in conference committee, but Kenworthy says there is $168 million in federal funds now available for the bridge project, but the state does not have the matching funds necessary to use it.
The whole structure of House Bill 23, which was the last Kibada bill, was you need to get the TIFIA loan to trigger the state financial commitment. There's no reason why legislators can't recommit that money in the capital budget, in the operating budget this year, and put more money on the street this summer.
Kenworthy also says the letter from federal transportation officials indicates that the state has not made it to the negotiation stage regarding a TIFIA loan. That's not true. According to Judy Doherty, DOT's director for the Kinnick Bridge project, Doherty says the TIFIA loan is only dependent on projected tolls from the bridge. And she says DOT will respond to federal highway officials with new information.
We're preparing a response for TIFIA that will show them the break-even case, and that would be how low the tolls and the revenue can be in order to still cover the TIFIA loan. And what we're finding is that it can be even lower than our extreme downside case, as much as 30% lower than the extremes at downside.
Doherty says that data has just been completed and will be sent to federal authorities at month's end. I'm Ellen Lockyer.